Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called My Ocean is Blue. And this story was written by Darren LeBeouf and Ashley Barron. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Hello.
Hello. I am Philip. I love that. So, Mommy and hello. I am Philip.
No, you don't have to do the hello.
Oh, no, just... Because you're friendly. Well, you are friendly. I can't wait to read this book because, first of all, when I saw the title, I thought, well, what other colors are the oceans besides blue? But then I thought, maybe this book can teach us something that we didn't know about the ocean. And I looked at it and I thought, oh,
some oceans are brown, some oceans are black, some oceans are pink.
Oh, yeah, there's different...
I've even seen a green ocean. Yeah,
the world, they come in different shades, don't they? So, let's see what this book is all about. Are you ready? Okay.
Let's see what business this thing means.
Yep. When we open the book, we see a girl and her mom, and they are walking up to the ocean. They are walking on
a boardwalk.
Mm-hmm. And it says, this is my ocean. And we can see something special about the girl.
She has to have crutches.
She's got some crutches on. And they've set out a blanket. And she says, and this is my ocean. Because now we're closer. And we can see that there is a beach with some rocks and some sand. And now she says, my ocean is big. My ocean is small. Because if you look at it in its entirety with your eyes, it is very big. But if you were to scoop up a little handful of it, then it would be kind of small, wouldn't it? Right? And in her little handful, there's a tiny little crab.
A crab?
Yeah, a little crab. A special kind of crab. It's like a hermit crab.
It's a crabby crab.
It's a tiny little crab.
It's a crabby crab.
It's cute.
He's crabby.
Mm-hmm. And she says, my ocean is shallow. My ocean is deep. All of those things can be true as well, right? If you walk into it, it feels like it's shallow. Mm-hmm. My ocean is slimy and sandy and sparkly and dull. Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you have a rock and you get it wet, it looks shiny, but then when it dries off, it looks dull. Mm-hmm. My ocean is dotted and spiraled, she says. And she has gotten into the sand and has made a sand octopus and put little shells in for his little suckers on his tentacles. It's kind of funny. And wavy and straight. Because she's also drawn a little boat in the sand as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my ocean is dry. And sometimes it's wet. Because sometimes when you're on the beach, you're not in the water, right? So you're dry. And then when you get in the water, you're wet. I got it. Sometimes it's rotten. And sometimes it's fresh. And that is also true, my friends. Mental note, when you go to the ocean, sometimes you will see dead animals. Because sometimes fish die and sometimes kelp gets up on the beach and it dies. And that can smell gross, right?
Blech.
Yeah. But sometimes you can smell fresh flowers or sea breeze. And those things smell delicious. My ocean splashes and crashes and echoes and squawks.
Wait, what?
Because she's gonna have birds in the ocean birds that can squawk, and animals that are in the ocean that would splash like an orca. And we can see an orca whale. My ocean laughs and hums, she says. Imagine dolphins do that, don't they? And so do whales. But at times, it's silent, she says as she looks into a tide pool. My ocean appears and disappears. Because what happens? The tide goes in and the tide goes out. It bobs and skips and jumps and sinks. Like if you go fishing, right?
Your thing will sink when there's a fish on it.
Mm-hmm. Your lure. Mm-hmm. My ocean is blue. Deep blue. Quiet blue, we see her say. And she and her mother have gotten into a kayak now. And we can see them out in the ocean. And we can even see what's below them in the ocean. Watch out, those are jellyfish. They can sting. Zap. Don't touch those guys.
They'll zap you to... They'll zap you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll zap you to next week.
It's loud blue and endless blue. Loud because what? It when the waves crash on the sand, it makes loud noises. Ooh, that's a good ocean sound. You're right.
My best.
Mm-hmm. My ocean is also vibrant pink. Faded white, rusted orange, runaway red, balanced gray, and polished green. And in the pictures, we can see things in the ocean that are those colors. Can you imagine what you might see at the ocean that is a vibrant pink?
Jellyfish?
Oh, a jellyfish for sure. Or in this case, it's a starfish.
Coral.
Coral. Oh, that's a good one. And can you think what might be a rusted orange? Oh, yeah, fish eggs could be, yeah. In this picture, she's got a rusty old anchor. A faded white is the sand dollar. A runaway red is a crab, red crab. Balanced fish eggs could also be red, too. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's black ones and green ones and there's all...
Black ones poisonous.
No. No. There's lots of different colors.
I thought black or something.
Yeah. But mostly it's blue, she says as she swims in the water and looks at how beautiful it is. And then there they go, packing up. My ocean is always different. I wonder what my ocean will be tomorrow, she says, as she walks away with her mommy, and they have wrapped up another beautiful day at the ocean. Mm-hmm. And that is
the end.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow. And yeah. Go ahead and click that like and subscribe button. We'll see you tomorrow for another story tomorrow.
Yeah, if you would like to, leave us a good review and be sure to share this with your friends and tell everyone about our show.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.